RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
They did a good job building the lead there, you know, down by 7 at halftime. We couldn't stay on the field on offense. We were 0-for-3 on third downs. They were 5-for-7 on third downs in that first half. And yet, second half, I did feel like we picked up our game a little bit as a team. And, you know, we closed that gap and we made it to where we could potentially win that thing there at the end. So I was proud of the guys for that. But it just wasn't enough. And when you go on the road against a good team like that, you got to be on top of your mess the entire time. And we just weren't.
Yeah, something tells me Ben Johnson didn't want to say mess, but he made it G-rated for the kids because he cares.
Trick a lot of kids.
We do too. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Following a Bears 42-38 loss to the 49ers in what was an absolutely entertaining game, but head coach tells you it just, at the end of the day, wasn't enough, and that was the difference. The Bears got down to the final seconds of the game yet again, but unfortunately came up short.
Is it bad that I believe that the opening seconds of the game is what really decided this one? Because you are playing catch up and got to keep up every time they score. You got to score because you went 3 and out. And he brought it up with the 0-for-3. Yeah, 3 and out twice. 0-for-3 in the first half. The fact that the game was as close as it was, when you have not converted a third down, tells me two things. One, you got to work on that third down offense. Two, man, you must have some really explosive plays and not have to worry about third down, but three times and still be within the touchdown of your opponent.
Well, and also akin to that Packers loss that we saw the first time around, explosive plays were the name of the game for the 49ers. Like that was part of what kept their offense on the field. And yes, it was a small victory and an important one in this game that the 49ers finally had to punt in the calendar month of December.
They punted twice
against the Bears. Yes, that was actually huge. And relative to the rest of the league who couldn't get it done against them this month, that is notable.
Thomas Morstead was out here literally saying, guys, can you guys give me something to do because of what level of success they had in their previous two games against the Colts and then the Titans, who are inferior teams at this point of the season. You got to remember the Colts started 6-2 and have lost 6 in a row. But at the same time, the Bears forcing two punts is not enough. You've got to find a way to get off the field on third down. And when you're giving up the running, the gashing, remember, because you watched that Colts game, I know you know this about the 49ers, they have not had a good season running the football. This is like a turning point for them.
They haven't had to. But they took advantage of the Bears' run defense. And at some points, I don't know about you guys during this game, but especially when Christian McCaffrey was just knocking bodies over, especially up the middle.
Like just fall forward.
That's when it's extra insulting, when you just run the ball right up the middle. Like there's no concept with the run. Now, granted, they ran inside zone very well, and there were some really nice cutback lanes. But you're basically telling the other team, we don't care about your run defense. We don't care who's in front of us. We're going to do this today, whether or not you like it.
The first half of that game, you know what it reminded me of?
Ashton Gentry and the Raiders?
No, it reminded me of Black Friday. It reminded me of Black Friday, but this time the Bears were on the receiving end of just getting just absolutely pummeled up front.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no doubt about it. And you know, at this point, it's the Bears' defense is not going to get a whole lot better. I mean, there's only one or two things that you could point to in terms of, like, Kyler Gordon, if he returns, if Jalen Johnson continues to progress and getting back to where he was, at this point, there are not a lot of things that you could do personnel-wise to be better. So much of this now, like it has all season for this defense, it feels like, falls on Dennis Allen. And we know that Dennis Allen is a good defensive coordinator, has been without a lot of players this year. He has not found out a way. Dennis Allen now has not figured out a way to scheme his team up to get to the quarterback more, to get better pressure, and to consistently stop the run. So it is so big now, maybe too much on the plate of Dennis Allen for this final game, whatever it turns out to be against Detroit, starters playing or not.
Finish
and we'll
them.
Get into that. In the playoffs, man, oof, Dennis Allen got to do some serious scheming and maybe some surprises.
Well, what was something that was said, Mark, earlier in the season when it came to the lack of pass rush that we saw out of this very pricey Bears defensive line? He said, we've got to get Montez winning more of his one-on-one battles,
yep.
Which is an indictment as much as it is anything else. But unfortunately, we didn't see that. Now, Brock Purdy was sacked once, which is more than Caleb Williams was sacked in this game, and every single yard counted.
Six sacked, too, by Austin Booker. It was just like you could hear the Jaws music playing as he's running up to Purdy, and Purdy just ducks. Ding, ding, ducks at the last second. He just kind of goes down, or else he would have just completely gotten slaughtered there. But the point is taken, Layla. We can't look at a game and be like, remember the one sack they had in the game? Can't do that.
Well, especially when you consider so many times, I don't know about you guys, but I've seen comments from people saying, oh, well, they need to improve this defense in the offseason. They need to get it right. Look at how much money is committed to this team defensively, especially on the line. And you tell me where the wiggle room is, especially knowing that you paid quality money for guys like Joe Tooney and Drew Dahlman, and you trade, you know, you also get Jonah Jackson, for example, and you try to extend those guys. You tell me how you're gonna make sense of that come the offseason. That's a problem that we'll see later on. But for everybody who says that right now, understand that you're gonna have to work with this and create some better solutions than what we saw yesterday.
The main thing I'm curious about is because they have some decisions they have to make with some personnel who are up for extensions and even in contract years on the defensive side of the ball.
Tyreek Stevenson, et cetera. Nashawn Wright. Yep.
So looking at that one, and by the way, Nashawn Wright, like we missed this time, or I missed this time where we could talk about the fact that he got snubbed for the Pro Bowl or whatever. But I look at the other players that got selected over him, I'm like, no, they're better than him. Except for the turnover thing, which is a big thing, but on a consistency basis, he gets beat a lot.
Yeah.
He gets beat a lot.
Right. I did not have a problem with Sean not making the Pro Bowl.
Exactly. And so to answer your question about how do they get better, I mean, it's going to be the antithesis of the quote-unquote Ben Johnson draft is what it's going to have to be, where the amount of resources they poured into offense in this draft where we're all like, wait, what? Position redundancy, all that? You're going to have to get studs in the draft for defense, because other than that, I don't know how to get
Studs
underneath.
Is right here.
Well, yeah, Studs is right today. There. He's right there.
You don't have to draft him. He's here.
We have possession of him. Maybe we'll loan him to the Bears.
Look what you invested last year, though. I mean, you went out, you paid Dio Dangbo. You're in the midst of a huge contract with Montez Sweat. You drafted a guy in the second round, Shamar Turner, who hopefully is still going to be a player. You're still leaning on development with Jervon Dexter to some degree. Development's probably not the right word, just progression in his game, for sure. Like, you don't look at him and say, yeah, no doubt about it, he's the dude. You know, so they just haven't gotten what they thought they would get. Grady Jarrett, another example of a guy.
Believe that Grady Jarrett was, I feel like maybe 2 weeks ago was the first time I saw him be healthy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great,
but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Healthy.
Maybe.
I don't think we're to a healthy Jalen Johnson yet.
Yeah, we're not.
All right, so then...
Because of what we saw in the game yesterday. Like, can you say that?
I hate to take a page out of the Cubs book. I hate to do that. But can't you see a world in which they look at the turnovers, like the Cubs look at their totality of run production, and say, see, we're a good defense, just like the Cubs think that they're a good offense, like a top-tier offense.
Tyler Austin, bro.
This team is a bottom five defense in all the metrics except for the turnovers thing.
Tyler
right?
Austin.
You really brought that up, huh? You felt like we had
just trying to think of somebody they brought in the offseason to help the offense or whatever.
Oh,
Tyler
my
Austin
God.
Does.
I'm not right. See, so, if this was percolating in our pre-show meeting.
Hobie Milner.
No.
All the Rangers relievers.
No.
Hey, Caleb Thielbar is back. Caleb Thielbar is back.
He earned his spot coming back.
You're damn right he did. I like Caleb.
Enough
He's
of
good.
This.
Yeah.
We're not doing it.
Okay.
You know what?
It's my fault.
For how many years in a row? How many years were we like talking about the draft in the offseason on December
29th?
We're not talking about the draft.
They have taken the North. We are not going to talk about the offseason yet. We have a whole playoff that we can talk about, and we're so conditioned to this.
No, to your point, Layla, though, about what we usually talk about versus what we're supposed to be talking about right now is the Bears have clinched the North, people. They have taken it. And I don't know if they're giving it back. I can't answer that question, but they're not giving it back for another year. I can tell you that.
They gave it back in the last two times they won the division the next year.
Okay, so we'll get to that part, but I do think looking at this defense right now and knowing this is what you're headed to the playoffs with, you tell me how many of the other teams in the NFC playoffs you believe this defense can play well enough to get the Bears advanced.
That's the beauty of this game. This is really a choose-your-own-stat, pick-your-own-adventure, choose-your-own-adventure, avoid some stuff if you want, pick your poison game. You can say to yourself, this was a playoff game. You can say quarterback did the best he could driving his team down the field and making up for a multitude of issues that happened earlier in the game, not on his part necessarily, but the team. You know, he did the best he could. He showed you real progress. You could also say that whole we're playing our best ball in December thing certainly showed up yesterday.
Yeah.
You could say the defense wasn't good enough for the playoffs. You could say here's what we need to work on in the offseason. There are so many different answers you can have from watching this game that leads you to knowing what you need as a team or what you feel like you can focus on. That's the beauty of having a game like this against that opponent on the road.
It's refreshing, by the way, to do that on the road as an offense and know that Caleb Williams has come that far from the beginning of the season. At the same time, this defense is trash right now. And I think when I was watching the game in person, much like Mark Grody, but with less humane conditions, we'll say, against the Packers, when they won that game, going into the final stretch where they actually came back and, of course, tied it and then forced overtime and then won the game in overtime, I was like, this is who the Bears' defense is without a multitude of turnovers. Guess what? This is another example of who the Bears' defense is without a multitude of turnovers. And the teams they're going to play starting maybe this week, but definitely at, because they got all their turnovers out of their system this past week, the Detroit Lions. Going forward, if you can't force turnovers, you tell me how they're stopping anybody.
And guys,
if the Bears
gave up 16 points to the Packers. If the Bears beat Detroit on Sunday,
yes,
the Green Bay Packers are back at Soldier Field. Bring me the Packers. And I know a lot of people listening to me right now, like, no, Grody, no.
Three times in
no.
a season?
Do you see the other options? Definitely bring you the Packers.
Bring that to, no, but what I'm saying is I love the idea of the Bears playing the Packers again at Soldier Field. And what a beautiful, and I know it's risky. It's a big, huge risk all the time.
It's less risky than the Niners or the Seahawks or the Rams.
Absolutely.
Can we at least understand among us that you don't want to see the NFC West right now?
Exactly.
Not in its current state.
Agreed.
That's why I'm saying.
All three of you I'm avoiding.
Yeah.
That's my point.
No, your point is well taken. My point is a little bit more meatball-y. Yeah. Bring me the Packers for a third time this year. If the Bears could take it, can I do a Cubs analogy now? It would remind, if the Cubs were to get, excuse me.
That's a bad analogy, if the one I think you're about
to say. If the Bears were to get that scenario and they get the Packers and they beat the Packers, that, ladies and gentlemen, is the Cubs doing what they did to the St. Louis Cardinals in the year 2015, bouncing them out.
What about the,
of
what the
playoffs.
Cubs did more recently, in which they won the season series and then they got beat down by the Brewers in the actual playoffs?
I'm not talking about the recent Cubs. I'm talking about the 2015. I was there. You weren't. I don't know why I'm turning into Grobber as we speak right now.
Because you do.
Take the break.
All right. We're going to collect our thoughts.
I do turn into Grobber, but I caught myself that time.
Hey, this is a time of year where I really do think about Grobber. So aww. I think that's the right thing
we
to do.
We should be. For Grobber, another game against the Packers at Soldier
Field. I was there.
That's right. Grobber. I see you, Grobber.
Good call, Studs. We want to know what you think as well. How do you feel about this game? I said you can choose your own stat in this. You can choose your own theme. There are a lot to choose from, and we want to know what you think. 312-644-6767. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by BC Bank and Great Clips. Join us next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.